United Nations High Commission for Refugees estimates Uganda hosts nearly 1 million South Sudanese refugees. This number has both positive and negative impact on the economy of the country. Drulga George filed this report for us.
Officers of Bardege Division, Gulu Municipality, think the town is harvesting benefits of their stay. According to Honorable Peter Onen, Speaker Gulu Municipality, with the presence of the foreigners in Kanyagoga Village and Gulu Municipal Council, the economy of the town is improving from the collection of revenues out of South Sudanese people.
But the presence of South Sudanese in Kanyagoga has actually positively affected the revenue performance of Gulu Municipal Council. The way that the present, the renting houses, and in the presence of renting houses, the landowners are having the capacity to actually pay the ground rent, which the municipal actually need. Others pay for 6 months, others pay it complete year. So in that process, it actually enhances the revenue performance and enhance the revenue collectivity of the divisions.
Peter thinks collection of taxes from local markets, especially which serve South Sudanese people, are major sources of their revenues. Kanyagoga Village, which is located 5 kilometers of Gulu Municipality, is thought to be home of most of South Sudanese people living in Gulu. The area has a market which is believed to serve mostly South Sudanese. Aikoru Zaitun is a seller in this market. She says most of her customers are South Sudanese. From the sale of her foodstuffs, she is able to earn a living.
I'm earning, even we are getting money from them, like this escort we are making. One person can buy for 5,000, for 3,000. We are getting money from these people. Since when they came in Uganda, we are enjoying their presence. Even from school, they are paying their children with high money. Even right now, I'm having them, they are renting my house. We are with them now 5 years. I'm paying my children from school, and I'm feeding it even. I'm having a house without your mama. They are paying my house for 250.
Despite the positive economic impact, some citizens cannot mingle freely with the South Sudanese. According to Honorable Dennis Onono, who is the area councillor of Kanyagoga, this is understandable.
People fear the South Sudanese, security-wise. They fear them that they are arrogant people, they don't respect the laws. And many people believe that South Sudanese handle gun anyhow. And people think they would also come in with what? With the gun. That's where they fear.
Kanyagoga area is suburb of Gulu town, is thought to be home of most South Sudanese people living in this district. For DW Academy Training, I'm Triliga George reporting in Gulu.